Shalom Aleichem. Everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Emor, getting closer and closer to Matan Torah, to anniversary of Matan Torah, Shavuos, actually the Matan Torah that repeats itself every year of Shavuos, looking forward to making a renewed commitment to Teraseinu HaKadoshah. Tonight, of course, is Lag BaOmer, and I want you to know the biggest and best Madura anywhere in Brooklyn for the honor of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai will be taking place in the Agudas Yisrael of Madison indoors, where there will be a Mishmar tonight. The Amid we're up to has, of course, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in it. Rabbeinu Shlomo made sure that that would happen. So make sure to come and learn with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I'm sure he didn't make fires on Lag BaOmer. I'm sure that he sat and learned on Lag BaOmer, certainly on Mishmar night. So join us for the Madura, the best one of all. Turning to Parshas Emor, of course, Parshas Emor has the Yom Tovim and the Shalosh Regalim. It's interesting. We say Shmini Chag B'Fnei Atzmai. Shmini Atzeres is really a yontif unto itself. Nevertheless, it's not really mentioned. In order to notice it in the Parsha, you have to notice that Sukkot is 8 days and the mitzvah of a Sukkot is 7 days. Even though Shmini has certain aspects of Chag B'Fnei Atzmai, I'd like to share with you a little-known gra, which is related to the unique characteristic of Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot. The Gain is printed in the Gra Hagada on the words "Di Achola Avasana." I believe it's taken from the Gain on one of the Sifrei HaKabbalah, maybe the Sifrei Ditzniusa. Be that as it may, the Gra says the following mysterious words. Always, whatever is third includes whatever is fourth. And the third includes the fourth. Because four and three are included one in the other. Very mysterious. The numbers three and four, not the numbers, but the third and fourth of anything, have a special relationship. When you read the words, mysterious, not something that we really have much of a connection to. However, if you stop and think about it, for example, you read this guy, and you wonder about it, and then when you're on your way to shul, you're walking to shul, you start thinking about the relationship between three and four. So you realize, what do you know? Dalid, arba miyadeya. So we know there are arba imois. What are four imois? Sarah, by herself, as a name. Rivka, the wife of Yitzchak, by herself, as a name. And then Rachel and Leah, the third and fourth. What do you know? Like the Gaon says, that the third and fourth are related one to the other. Harevius, the Chlalas Vishlishis. The fourth and third are related by arba imois. What else do we have four of? We have four tzaymos, four fast days related to the Chorban. The first is Tzaym Gedalia in the month of Tishrei, stands by itself. Asara B'Tavis stands by itself. And then the third and fourth of the year, Ashivasa B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av, which have a hemshach one to the other. With one, it flows into the other. And B'Chamok and Ashlishis, Kailal HaRavias. Of course, the tragedy of Shavasa B'Tamas is that it leads to what happened on Tisha B'Av. So again, the third and fourth are related. In the Arba Kaisis at the Seder, the first Kais, you drink by itself. Between first and second, or second and third, you're allowed to drink additional wine. The Kais stands by itself. Between the third and fourth Kaisis, a person's not allowed to drink other wine. Again, there's a Hemshach. The Gross says that number three and number four, Klulim Yachad, they're related one to the other. So again, mysteriously, we find this idea that when you have four of something, the third and fourth are related. Shalish Regalim, of course. Pesach by itself. Shavuos by itself. And then Sukkot flows right into Shmini Atzeres. The Shlish, they're called Shalish Regalim. The Shlish is Kailal HaRavias. The third includes the fourth, the Chag B'Fnei Atzmai. But they have this relationship and this Hemshach one to the other. We might add, it's the same thing with the four Sudas. We have Sholei Sudas on Shabbos, and we have Malabah Malkah Matzah Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, if you eat Sholei Sudas into Matzah Shabbos, you could have them both together. The third and fourth Suda could be Kulum Yachad. They could be as one. They could be one Suda. We're learning Perek Asara Yuchsin. There are 10 Yuchsin in Klal Yisrael. The first four, Kayin, Levi, Yisrael, and then a Cholol. What's a Cholol? A Kayin, who, the descendant of a Kayin who married someone that a Kayin is not permitted to marry, his child is a Cholol. Now, Cholol is a Yisrael, really has all the dinim of a Yisrael. So Kayin by itself, Levi by itself, Yisrael Cholol, third and fourth, they're basically the same. A Cholol loses his advantage of Kohen, and he becomes like a Yisrael. So we see by four, the third and fourth are Klulim Yachad. Of course, I know people are going to ask me about the Arba Minim on Sukkis, and certainly it needs an explanation. But if you think about it, you'll see that the Goyin is right. That B'chol Mochem Ashlishi Kailal Harviyas, that Klulim Yachad is somehow included. All right, so that explains that Shmini Atzeres and Sukkis. What does this all mean? What is the meaning, the significance of it? It certainly needs an explanation. So the Gaon doesn't tell us. I'd like to suggest an explanation. In Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin, the Gemara says, Adam oiva aveira pam rishayna, maichlen lai, pam shniya, maichlen lai, pam shlishis, maichlen lai, harvias, ei maichlen lai. Shenemar, shlosha pisi yisrael, while Arbole Yashivenu in Amos, in the beginning of Amos, in Perek Beis, I think, it says, first, say that the third, once you do the third, you should know when you do something a third time, it's going to pull you into the fourth one. You have to know in the Teva of the Olam, a third pulls into a fourth. Now that's by Averis. The same thing by Adava Taiva. You know, for example, Hanhaga Taiva, you do once, it's not a Neder, twice is not a Neder. Third time, it becomes a neder. It becomes an obligation to go into the fourth. The third creates a teva for the fourth, much like Sharamuad, three goes into four. The idea being, in an Olam Hazeh, the third goes into the fourth. It's really, the Gaon is telling us a teva hanushi, not a teva hanushi, a teva abriya, something that exists in the briya, that the third pulls into the fourth. Be very careful. Be very careful when you're holding by a third. If it's a davar toiv, guard it. Make sure you get one, two, and three right. You go to Mishnah three straight Thursday nights, the fourth week, it'll pull you. You'll go again. Now, people can do it. They can't get three straight weeks. Isn't that unbelievable? How could somebody not get three straight weeks? But then it'll pull you into a fourth. The same thing, Lara, if somebody like Elenu does something wrong, catch yourself. Catch yourself. If you're holding by the third time of doing it, oversleeping once, twice, a third time, the third time you better be super careful. You don't want to oversleep. There's one sure way to make sure you don't oversleep. Before you go to sleep at night, you drink half a gallon of water. Drink half a gallon of water, three quarters of a gallon. A gallon would be the best. And then you're guaranteed to get out of bed in time in the morning. But be careful. If you're holding, God forbid, by third time in a row, you have to be extra careful. So this is the idea of three pulling into four. The Gaon is telling us it is that way. It's that way in the Teva Habriya. The three pulls you into the fourth. The third, Sukkot, pulls you straight, right, directly into Shmini Atzeres. The Shavasa B'Tammuz pulls right into Tisha B'Av. One thing pulls into the second. Certainly, when Yaakov married the third of the Imais, that's what pulled him into marrying the fourth of the Imais. Kachi Teva Habriya. Very important. Of course, with this you understand Rashi and Kairach, Perik Tazayim Pasuk Dalin, Kvar Zebi Yodam Sirchai Revi. Rashi says this was bad. This was a fourth Aveira. Ay, ay, ay. That's a problem. So you have to know. What's Rashi telling you? He's telling you numbers? Yeah, he's telling you numbers. Be careful when you're holding by Sirchai Revi. And so that's an oimik of mysterious words of the Gaon. We have a few more minutes. Let me share with you an insight. In this week's parasha, we have the dinim of Arla. Arla, of course, means that when you grow Not when you grow vegetables. If you're growing tomatoes, there's no arla. When you're growing something that grows on a tree or in a bush that's a perennial that grows every year, the first 3 years that the peiros grow, you're not allowed to have a benefit from them. Not only are sabachila, not only in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz too. I had a mispal. He had a berry bush in his backyard. He said, "Tefi, is it true I can't have benefit from it?" I said, "Yeah, the first 3 years you can't have benefit." He said, "Okay, I'll give it to my neighbor. He's not Jewish." He said, no, you can't give it to your neighbor either." "So what? You just have to let it rot?" I said, "Yeah, you got to let it rot." Wow, what a waste. But it's a mitzvah. We do it. It's an incredible thing. When the Torah tells us not to waste, about tashchis, where does the Torah choose to express the din of baltashchis? Baltashchis really applies to everything. But the place the Torah expresses baltashchis is by a tree, by a shchosas eitzim. That's where the Torah expresses the isser of baltashchis. What a lesson. By the same tree that the Torah said baltashchis, don't ruin a fruit tree. The same tree the Torah said, the first 3 years, let it rot. There's a lesson here. The lesson is that the sight of all of our mitzvahs is Kiyam Ratzon Hashem. We say, don't let things waste. Of course, we say it, unless you're an American. But if you have any roots in the rest of the Bria of Klal Yisrael, I say, don't waste things. Don't waste things. It's not good. Oh, about Tashas. What about the first 3 years? First year, you let it waste. It's not wasting. It's a Kiyam Mitzvah. The Torah is telling you. But you do. It's not the hergish, it's not the feeling of not wasting. It's the mitzvah of not wasting. So the same tree that the first 3 years are Arla becomes later the subject of the Torah's Isser about Tashas and insight. And with these two Divrei Torah, a long one and a short one, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Gevaldige Shabbos Kodesh, like Ba'imer that begins the third of Shavuos, which is the third of Kabbalah Satira. And that, of course, is our job to prepare ourselves, not just in words, but indeed for Kabbalah Satira coming up. Wishing everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.